And welcome to a special edition of Make Audio, brought to you live by the gadget in my hand, which is the Lux Pro Super Shuffle. I picked up one of these off eBay, and I'll go into the details about this little device and some of the things that it can do in just a moment. It's actually called the Super Tangent now. But let me take you back a little history. CeBIT is a conference that goes on, I believe, in March, and companies show their gadgets and devices and all those things, and a company called Lux Pro actually showed off a device, and at the time it was called the Super Shuffle. And if that sounds like a familiar name, it should. It's similar to iPod Shuffle, but not only did it sound like the iPod Shuffle, it looked pretty much exactly like it. And so the iPod Shuffle, owned by Apple, of course, is a very well-known symbol. It's iconic already at this point. And so while there, the Apple lawyers wanted to get this, of course, removed. And they managed to. And I'll post up all the show notes in this podcast or whatever this is going to be called. And I'll post some links to the stories about this as I've compiled them. And basically, Lux Pro went away for the day. And next day, though, they showed up. And they continued to sell their, or to show their Super Shuffle, and their stance is it looks like a iPod Shuffle, but it's better. It's not identical. It's better. And so, you know, weeks go by, months go by now, and it's resurfaced, and now it's called the Super Tangent. So Lux Pro has changed the name from Super Shuffle to Super Tangent, and they've not really been seen in the wild. If you're lucky, you can find one on eBay, you know, for around $100 or so. And there's the 1 gigabyte version, and that's not a bad deal when you think about it. If it was just exactly like the Shuffle, 1 gigabyte flash player that does exactly what the Shuffle would do, would be fine. But remember, this is the Super Tangent, and the Super Tangent does new and interesting things. And I have to say, I actually like some of the features. Granted, this is a weird little piece of hardware, and I'm not sure how long it'll last. And I really don't think anyone should buy one until there's some type of real warranty or real service in the U.S. at least. But anyways, you know, me being the gadget freak that I am, and especially since it has some weird and interesting features, I thought I would give it a swirl. So, the first thing that it does that's different, and I'm going to go down their product features list and read you off what they say, and then I'll tell you my impression about it. The first thing they say is world's first MP3 player with voice navigation. Well, that's a little misleading because you don't speak on how you're going to navigate it. But what it does do, which is interesting, is it actually will speak the FM signals to you, and so it'll say 99.7, and I'll say scanning up when you're scanning up when it's in FM mode. Oh, that's right. It actually has an FM mode, so you can tune into FM stations through this iPod Shuffle looking device. Now, it's kind of handy. I go to the gym, and there's TVs that are all over the gym, and I stopped having any type of device that had FM capabilities that you could actually tune into the signals that they're broadcasting. And you know, sometimes you see something on the news and it'd be nice to be able to tune into that. I was thinking about getting a little cheap player or whatever just to do that, but you know what, this is pretty handy. So, you know, put that one over in the Super Tangent column. It has the same types of switches on the back. I think there's some differences, of course. There's two of them. It has different modes, and there's more functionality. It has a play mode, it has an FM mode, it has a microphone mode, and I'm using it right now to record this, so we'll see how it works out. The voice recording is 32 kilohertz, 128K, so it's pretty high quality. You know, you certainly can't record on your iPod, regular iPod, at this rate right now anyways. It supports different formats. It of course supports MP3, and it also supports WMA and WMA DRM, so you could potentially use this with Napster, Walmart, and of course Yahoo's new music service, and it supports Wave. So while it doesn't do AAC or bookmarkable audio, it does support, you know, a common format MP3. And if you're into WMA or have the subscription services, you could actually use this. So if you're looking for something that looks like the iPod Shuffle that plays Windows Media Audio and you don't want to convert it, this could potentially be for you. Multicolored and super lightweight, and this is their words. Well, it comes in different colors, red and black, and more colors will be introduced in the future. It's only 24 grams and it's really eye-catching design. Well, I wonder why. Firmware upgradable. Now, that's one thing that I haven't noticed or seen any updates recently from Apple on the iPod Shuffle. I know that you can update it. That's something it can do. And so I guess we'll see. I'd like to see some new functionality for the Super Tangent here. Maybe they'll add some other things. The next thing that they have is the FM tuner, which I've already talked about. But they say you can record FM. I haven't figured out how to do that yet, but I'm gonna keep trying. I haven't seen if that's possible. Automatic key lock. This is kind of a neat feature. When you leave it just playing, it'll lock the keys. So if someone hits it or bangs it or whatever, it locks the keys automatically. High quality audio. That's what it says. Higher than 95 dB SNR. It sounds fine to me. I haven't noticed anything better or worse than my iPod Shuffle. It operates as a portable storage device. Okay, so that's one thing it does. The iPod Shuffle does the same thing. Quick and easy battery charging. I plugged it into my USB port on my Mac and my PC and the Linux box here. It all seems to work. It all seems to get recognized. And so it has all that going for it. Now, I do think that it does have one other interesting thing going for it. You can just drag and drop files over. So you can just grab a MP3 and just drag it over to the drive, and there it is. You don't need to go through a client or whatever, which I tend to like. I know I'm probably in the minority of users who like to do that, but you know, there are people like me out there that like to just drag files over to a drive, and that's how we want to manage our music. So that's pretty much it. I don't think, like I said, I don't think this is a contender to beat the Shuffle at all. It's a weird mutant gadget that looks very funny when you see it because it looks a lot like the iPod Shuffle. I got one on eBay because I like collecting these weird mutants of gadgets that are knockoffs, and I just kind of admire how quick these companies could come up and make these things and release these. And, you know, maybe this will be a popular player in some countries that allow these type of things, but I don't think that we'll see this in the U.S. ever, so that's why I figured I would take some pictures, and I scooped one off as quickly as I could, and the photos are on the Makezine site, and we'll see how this turns out. So this was an interesting test for a portable recorder device that's also a iPod Shuffle looking device. So I hope you enjoyed this. Check out the show notes for more information, and if you want, of course, subscribe to Make Magazine through Makezine or Amazon.com.